Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. We've been hanging out already for the past 2 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you've missed any of the show so far, like last break, where an 87, soon to be 87-year-old man said, the NFL can kiss his ass, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Entertaining call. Thank you so much, Mark. Hey, Shep, what's that man from Baltimore's name, remember?
Bob.
Bob.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Bob, from Maryland. We appreciate you. I really do. That was entertaining. Thank you. We've talked about a lot. First of all, there's some NBA basketball going on right now. The Golden State Warriors are trying to avoid elimination at home in San Francisco against the Lakers. There's about less than 10 minutes left in the game. Golden State leads 95-84. Earlier on tonight, the New York Knicks, they avoided elimination themselves. The New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat in Madison Square Garden in New York. The final score there was 112-103. At one point, the Knicks led by 19 points. Early in the game, the New York Knicks looked ugly, and they held off to win, or held Miami off to win. Game 6 is going to take place in Miami on Friday night. And Jalen Brunson, he showed up, he showed out, he played all 48 minutes, scoring 38 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Julius Randle came through with 24 points. RJ Barrett had 26 points himself. And the Miami Heat, they got to go back down to Miami and try to close this out. Jimmy Butler, not the spectacular games that we've been used to. He's been averaging about 27 points this postseason. Tonight, he only finished with 19. This is what Jimmy Butler had to say about the loss.
They did what they were supposed to do. They played desperate. They played hard. Made shots that always helps. But I just think, you know, whenever we get a lead, we got to build upon that lead and do what we came out to do. We did not do that. What you want us to do about it now, that's okay. Now we got to get back home and protect our home court.
Bam Adebayo contributing 18 points, 8 rebounds. Had a blocked shot. Bam Adebayo, he kept busy. Played some good defense on Julius Randle, especially early. But Eric Spoelstra said, yeah, the New York Knicks, they put the clamps on us like we put the clamps on them. Listen to Eric Spoelstra.
Both sides, it's team defense. You're not like on an island. Either way, where you're just able to go to work, you know, on somebody and just, you know, pick on a matchup. Both teams are well-schooled, well-drilled, and have a kind of competitive spirit.
Yeah. Let's see if Miami can close out the Knicks at home Friday night in Miami. Earlier on in the show as well, we talked about J.J. Redick. He interviewed with the Toronto Raptors for a job. What am I looking at, right? This is actually... Well, damn, are the Lakers – hey, Shep, the Lakers aren't they're staying in this, but they're not coming back, right? No?
I mean, Steph Curry's playing the man on a mission. Draymond Green's finally being aggressive on offense, something we saw late in the Kings series, not the past few games. No, there's no way in hell the Lakers are winning this game, JR.
Yeah, Draymond Green started off hot Now, right now, he has 18 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. But Draymond was the one. I think he had like 10, 14 points or so in the first half of the game. Yeah. But it looks like Golden State is going to hold on here. Speaking of Golden State, Kenny Atkinson, I just mentioned to you J.J. Redick, who interviewed with Toronto. Kenny Atkinson is a candidate to go out there and coach the Milwaukee Bucks. Briefly in the show, I mentioned to you that Bob Huggins, he has been punished. He has not been fired. He is taking a $1 million pay cut. He suspended the first 3 games of West Virginia season. His contract is no longer multi-year. He will go year to year, and he's going to make a donation to Xavier to support DEI. And so there's a lot going on in the coaching world. Coach K from Duke, we know he's not the head coach of Duke anymore. He also is going to be an advisor to the NBA. So there's been a lot going on. Right before we went to break, we talked about the NFL and its schedule release. That is going to come down the pipe on Thursday. But we took so many calls about whether or not the NFL is expanding too much. We're going to have a Black Friday game. We know that we have these Thursday night games. We're going to have games late in the season on Saturday. In a few years, we're going to probably get 18 games. And God knows, the NFL is probably exploring, you know, let's put some games on in the middle of the week, too. And so we talked about that. And now I want to get here. Because we're going to have the schedule and we'll have plenty of time to look at some key matchups tomorrow, I wanted to give us a review on some of the biggest moves that have taken place this offseason. The dominoes have fallen, right? The free agents have been signed. And the NFL calendar is always fluid. Someone will get hurt. A new guy that we've never heard of or haven't heard in a while will be traded. Like, there's always going to be things going on. But I wanted to give you a top 6 list of the biggest offseason moves up until now. Let's go ahead and hit the music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we're on the eve of the NFL schedule release, and I want to share with you some of the biggest moves that have taken place this NFL offseason that are probably going to make you look at the schedule and go, I want to see that guy play. Or I want to see what that team can do. And so let's not waste any time. Let's get to this number to kick things off.
Number 6.
We have to start with the man who's been looking for money for years. He won an MVP. He had a trade request. He said he wanted to leave. He didn't have an agent. And he still got paid. His name is Lamar Jackson. 5 years, $260 million. Lamar Jackson pretty much went through the entire gamut to get the deal that he wanted. Sans agent. And so Lamar Jackson, trade request, no request, Flock Nation this, Greg Roman here, Greg Roman gone. Lamar Jackson made it clear he didn't want to be anywhere else but Baltimore. Listen to this.
I really didn't care for other teams, really. I just really wanted to get something down here. Like, I wanted to be here. It was like, man, okay, other teams cool, but I want to be a Raven. Like, I said something 2018, you know, I think it was April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And I meant that, you know, I'm standing on that until I get it done. So I really wanted to get this done before anything, before my time up and branch off somewhere else. You know, I really want to finish my career here and win the Super Bowl here.
He said it when he was drafted. I want to win a Super Bowl. Well, damn it, he went out there and got an MVP. Now he just has to stay healthy and help them get over the hump. He certainly has the weapons to go out there and do it now. But Lamar Jackson, you want to talk about one of the top moves this offseason? I got him at number 6. It's a move that did not take place, and that's him going elsewhere. It's been a while. It took a few years, but he's staying in Baltimore. I got Lamar at number 6. Top 6 moves this NFL offseason. What comes after 6 on the countdown?
Number 5.
We got to go from Baltimore. We got to go up to Michigan. We got to go to Detroit. We got to go to Hawaii Blue. We got to talk about the Lions. We know that they've been able to turn the season around, turn their fortunes around. I mean, just last year, they were night and day. They almost went into the playoffs and had an opportunity to really make some noise. And so the Lions are now doubling down. They've doubled down on their defense, and they've even doubled down on their offense. They are not resting on their laurels. They're trying to have a dynamic offense. But let me get the defense out the way first. They're adding defensive backs, or they've already added defensive backs. Cam Sutton, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, moving on now from the Eagles, Emmanuel Mosley. And then the Lions shocked everybody when they said, you know what, at number 12, we're going to go running back. We're going to take Jahmyr Gibbs, and we're going to tell DeAndre Swift, man, get out of here, kick rocks. They're going to hope that everything they wanted out of Swift, that they get from Gibbs. Dan Campbell, always an exciting quote. He was on Chris Long's podcast, The Green Light, and Dan Campbell basically said, man, we are looking forward to this guy lighting it up.
Brad and myself, you know, along with the personnel department coaches, man, we really liked Gibbs early in the process. Yeah. You know, he really stood out to us. And when we saw him, we thought of him, you know, it wasn't running back that we saw. We saw weaponry. And, you know, he reminded me a lot of AK, certainly. Yeah. You know, when I was at the Giants, we had played with Tiki Barber, you know, in this kind of mold of these backs that can do more than just carry the ball, you know. And so that's how we thought of him. And the other thing about him that was unique was when you think about how he meshes and the fit that he'll have with Montgomery, man, with Dave Montgomery, you know. Yeah. And, you know, this is very much a two-back system in the fact that we're going to ask guys to do what they do well, and they're both going to be a big part of this offense.
Dan Campbell ready to light it up now. Are the Lions going to come out on top in the North now that Aaron Rodgers is gone? I would not be surprised. Let's see what they can do. But they certainly have some competition. I think we might talk about it with the next number. Top six moves this NFL season. Offseason, what number is it?
Number 4.
We gotta go to Chicago. We gotta look at the Bears. We have to look at the addition of DJ Moore. Why do I have this at number 4 on my offseason of moves? Because the general manager, Ryan Poles, has made it very clear that we like Justin Fields, but he needs to improve as a passer. And so trading for DJ Moore, bringing on another weapon that he can throw the ball to, is certainly going to move his development forward in a way where Justin Fields might be the quarterback long-term of the future, or the Bears might say, we finally gave you some weapons and you still can't throw. DJ Moore should go out there and make a massive difference for Fields. There should be a massive improvement. Otherwise, I think there's going to be a lot of folks in Chicago who just look at Justin and go, all right, man, it's time for you to go. General manager Ryan Poles, he talked about why he loves DJ Moore and why he swapped out that pick for him.
And when you add a player like DJ Moore, who can help us right now get better, continue to add weapons on our team, I was over the moon about that. And not only getting a great player, but when you get to know DJ here in a few minutes, you understand he's a really good person. He fits our culture and what we're trying to do and keeps that room and our team and our locker room in a really good place.
Okay. Well, no excuses anymore for Fields. You're going to have a full offseason with Claypool. You traded for Moore. Komet is still there. Darnell Mooney. Justin Fields is going to have to go out there and do more than just run around. Not too shabby of a season. Definitely on the ground. Ryan Poles made it very clear. We want to see him improve as a passer. Three wins. Can you move it up to 8 or 9? I'd consider that to be a success. Let's see if the Bears can do it. And they still got some work to do on that defense too as well. Top six moves this NFL offseason. There's a little bit of a connection here between DJ Moore, the Panthers, and this number right here.
Number three.
It's basically who they swapped out the number one pick for. And you want to talk about an offseason move? I'm looking at Bryce Young. I'm looking at the dude who's basically drafted to be a franchise quarterback, even though the Carolina Panthers are telling everybody, well, slow your roll. It's not a guarantee that we're going to drop Bryce Young in as a day one starter. We might have to look at Andy Dalton go out there and throw the rock around for a few days. And we heard all of the negatives about Bryce Young through the draft process. He's too small. How is he going to hold up? Is Frank Reich going to love him? Because Frank Reich loves the gigantic QBs. And Bryce Young had to tell everybody, look, I've been the same damn size my whole life. And as a football player, I've been balling out, folks. This is what Bryce Young told everybody, what he's going to bring to the Carolina Panthers. This is what he said on the NFL Network.
Everything I have, you know, I'm going to give everything to the franchise, to the organization, to the coaches, you know, that believed in me and drafted me. And, you know, I'm forever indebted for that. So everything I have, preparation, on not just on Sundays, but throughout the entire week, I'm going to give it my all.
Listen, everybody in Carolina, they deserve it, man. They've had to look at some crap quarterback play over the past few years. Last year was the cherry on top of a crap Sunday. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, that's punishment enough. Bryce Young, I hope he makes a difference for everybody who will watch football up at Bank of America Stadium. Everybody in the Carolinas deserves it. Bryce Young, major move. I believe it'll pay off. I hope it will pay off for the Panthers. I got him at number three. What's another big offseason move? What number are we up to?
Number two.
Oh, this is real big. This is so big that if it doesn't work out, man, there might be a legacy that needs to be adjusted. I'm going out to the mountains, folks. I'm going to Denver, Colorado. I am looking at Sean Payton joining the Denver Broncos to be their head coach. He's taking over what was a disaster. Russell Wilson tap dances his way out of Seattle. They're sick of him. He's sick of them. He's now in Denver. He gets a whole gigantic deal of $245 million. He has a new head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, who's no longer the coach. And they just stink. They win 5 games. They're pathetic. And Sean Payton comes in, and he's supposed to fix this. And things are real negative around Russell Wilson. And so Sean Payton's job to come in with the magic eraser. And when he was introduced to the public and the media, he was even talking to the Denver Broncos and their YouTube channel. He said, listen, I am here to build a winning culture, not that trash that y'all saw last year. Listen to Sean Payton.
We were fortunate enough for a long period of time to do that in New Orleans. And I think it begins with the details. It really begins with the people. And so, you know, finding not only coaches, all the people involved in this process to be successful. It's really an organizational goal and, you know, planning to win, but then here's how. And so that involves a lot of details. It involves a lot of hard work. And that's the exciting part about it. You know, it's when you do this long enough and then all of a sudden you're away for a year and then it's not like you jump back into it again. You actually start over from the very beginning. And on the grease board, you know, you've got coaches' names up and you're organizing interviews. It can be, you know, it can feel overwhelming, but you certainly feel recharged and challenged again.
He gonna be challenged with that team. Let's see what him and Russell Wilson can do to just turn that franchise around. I don't think the Walmart people are gonna be all that patient, and I don't think they're gonna give a damn if they gotta eat crow and dump Russell Wilson. It's the Walmart family, by the way. They don't care about no money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the biggest move that has taken place this NFL offseason. I think you might already know, but I'll tell you for sure on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. NFL schedule will be released on Thursday. And tonight I'm giving you a top six list. Top six moves that we have seen take place this NFL offseason. I'm about to share with you number one. I do want to let you know this. It's not going to be long. We're about 2 minutes away from the Golden State Warriors extending this series against the Lakers. Golden State leads 114-100. Anthony Davis holding his head. He's now in the locker room. Don't expect him out. LeBron James is on the bench. And the Lakers have sent out a bunch of players that you have never heard of. And so it doesn't look like they are conceding this game, and rightfully so. We'll give you an update as things continue. Here for the NFL, top six moves this NFL offseason, number six. I gave you one that just droned and dragged on forever, but finally got done. That's Lamar Jackson getting his new contract. 5 years, $260 million. And number five, a big move this NFL offseason, the Lions not resting on their laurels, trying to continue to improve, not just by adding defensive backs, but also going into the draft, adding more weapons, pulling a wide receiver or a running back, depends on who you want to ask, out at number 12 from Alabama, drafting Jahmyr Gibbs. And number four, this is a big move because of its potential implications for the team's quarterback. DJ Moore is now a member of the Chicago Bears. Let's see if he can help Justin Fields now that he has another weapon. Connected at the hip, or at least connected here on this list. And the reason why DJ Moore is a Bear is because the Bears said, yeah, we sucked, we don't need one. And the Panthers said, we do. And at number three, I gave you Bryce Young. Big move this offseason, hoping to change what the Panthers have behind center. Because what they watch throwing the football between Darnold and Baker Mayfield, pretty terrible. Bryce Young, hoping to be the future quarterback for a long time out in Carolina. Top six moves this NFL offseason. Number two, I gave you Sean Payton to the Broncos. This is really an inflection point in Russell Wilson's career. Is he going to move on to a positive, or is he going to end on a negative? The opinions surrounding Russell Wilson are not too good right now. Whether it's having his own office or being authentic, or is he still athletic enough to play? I think Russell Wilson still has some juice left in him. Let's see if Sean Payton can get it out and help the Broncos turn things around. And so I have that at number two. Because Russell Wilson looked like he was on a nice path to the Hall of Fame, looked like things were going okay, and then he hit this roadblock in Denver with all of this money. And so without wasting any time, the biggest move this NFL offseason, you can probably already guess it, but let's get it officially here. What number are we up to?
Number one.
Number one. It's Aaron Rodgers, of course, being traded to the New York Jets. I don't want to say the writing has been on the wall, but even Aaron Rodgers knew that his time in Green Bay was about to be up. He knew it was about to be up from the minute that they selected and drafted Jordan Love back in the pandemic in 2020. And all Aaron Rodgers has done, whether it's through his play or podcast or interview appearances, is tell us as much. They selected Jordan Love, and I needed to take a shot of tequila. I don't know if I'm going to retire. I don't know if I'm going to stay. I'm going into a black hole. I need to have ayahuasca. I'm winning MVPs. Y'all don't want me, and now I'm leaving. I'm going to the New York Jets. That's where I want to be. With, by the way, the dude who was fired as the head coach from the Denver Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett. And so Aaron Rodgers, for an organization that hasn't won a Super Bowl since 1969, is there pressure on Rodgers? Yeah, absolutely. But the most that he can go out and do is just perform. And the New York Jets, they've certainly given him enough weapons to go out there and do so. Aaron Rodgers, short, simple, and to the point. He had a message for Jet fans during his introductory press conference. This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
I just want to say I'm as hungry as you guys are. I know it's been a long time since we've been in the playoffs, even longer time since we've been in the Super Bowl. But I promise you I'm as hungry as you guys are, and I'm excited to meet you all and to be a part of something special this year. So come along for the ride.
New York Jets have the longest postseason drought in North American professional sports right now. They haven't seen the playoffs since 2011. It's a long time. And so at minimum, Aaron Rodgers can come through and deliver that for the New York Jets. The Jets have gone all in. This will either work with Aaron Rodgers for a year or two, or it won't. And when you're the New York Jets, you might as well swing and try, right? What else do you have to lose? One other thing that Aaron Rodgers said, hey, that Vince Lombardi trophy in the front of the building, it's looking kind of lonely. And that's correct. I think lonely is a key word for Jet fans, because one thing they're not used to is winning. And we know misery, it loves company. And that's still a lonely place to be. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It looks like, well, it doesn't look like, but we do have a final out in San Francisco. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, the Los Angeles Lakers, they could not close out the Golden State Warriors tonight in San Francisco. Golden State wins 121-106 out in the Chase Center. The Lakers, they now lead the series 3-2-2. One thing of note here, is this going to be a one-day development? Is it 2 days? And it involves Anthony Davis. Of course it does. Anthony Davis, late in the game, caught an elbow, a forearm from Kevon Looney. Anthony Davis went over to the bench. He sat down. He had to be escorted out of the arena part portion towards the back in a wheelchair with a head injury. Chris Haynes basically said that he was evaluated further. Anthony Davis did suffer a head injury. Not fully confirmed that it was a concussion. And Darvin Ham spoke to Chris Haynes minutes ago and said that he checked on Anthony Davis and he seems to be doing well. Now listen, folks. Head injuries? are we really here already now? I don't want to hit the fast forward button. We all have to find out if Anthony Davis, this can't be like the scenario, right? He's going to be, Shep, tell me he's going to be fine. Tell me.
I want to tell you he's going to be fine, JR, because he's actually, he's been getting all kinds of scrutiny and criticism because of this, you know, in one game, out the other. He's historically great some games, and then the next game he's historically, vacant. Darvin Ham is speaking, and so I'm sure he's going to be asked this again, and we're going to make sure, JR, that we have that sound.
Now Anthony Davis needs to play with a helmet now?
Well, look, I mean, the tough thing if you're AD is, and you've said this many times, like, he will go down to the floor maybe 10 to 15 times per game. And so because it's AD, you know, this isn't LeBron, a guy that is known for being so sustainably great and durable. And so you kind of take it with a grain of salt. I have a feeling he's going to be back for game 6. The league did not do the second round series any favors, JR, by having these every other game, by the way.
Well, that's kind of the main concern there is if Anthony Davis did suffer a concussion, which has not been confirmed, if Anthony Davis does have a head injury, there ain't no guarantees that he's going to be available to play on Friday. We have no idea. And so we can all sit around and talk about it and speculate. This is going to be a day-to-day development. We might get word tomorrow, no concussion, Anthony Davis is fine, or we can get worst case scenario that they want to go ahead and hold him out. He did catch that elbow from Kevon Looney while they were going up for a rebound. Anthony Davis finishing tonight in a loss, 23 points, 9 rebounds. LeBron James had 25 points. Russell and Reeves had 15 apiece. Schroeder had 14 points. And then Lonnie Walker, who helped save the day for the Los Angeles Lakers in the last game by dropping 15 in that singular fourth quarter. Lonnie Walker tonight only finishing with 4 points. Meanwhile, you knew it was going to be a long night when Draymond Green hit a three-pointer to basically start things off for the Golden State Warriors. And so Golden State, they had the Lakers pretty much in chase mode throughout the course of the game. Draymond finished with 20 and 10, 10 rebounds. Wiggins poured in 25 points. Steph Curry had 27 to go along with 3 threes. Klay Thompson is still MIA, by the way. Another poor game, 10 points, 3 of 12 from the field. You would expect for Klay Thompson at some point to break out of this. He's obviously in a slump right now. Is he tired? Is he playing more games, or has he hit a wall now at the end of the season coming off of his injuries from a few years ago? We do not know. At the same time, everybody's favorite punching bag, literally, Jordan Poole, 11 points, started the game off well, but finished with a poor shooting percentage, 5 of 14 shots, 1 of 6 from deep. But Golden State, in an elimination game, they live to see another day, and you can go ahead and thank quite a few people. How about we start off with let's just start off with the star. Let's go to Steph Curry, knocking down a pull-up in the fourth quarter to extend the Warriors' lead to 13.
Shoveled over to Curry, pump fake, dribble drive on Davis, cruising across the paint, spins back to his left, takes a 17-footer with no time on the shot clock buzzer, and big.
My goodness.
The calmness and coolness of the old term, the cat burglar.
Yeah, that's what special players do.
Yeah, Steph Curry is more than special. I don't know what the superlative is, but just go ahead and plug it in. Hey, Gary Payton Jr., he's special. And not just because he's Gary Payton's kid. He was getting busy as well going to the basket. Listen to this.
Davis got hit in the face. He's behind the play. Wiggins up the floor. Pass over to Payton. Payton will drive in. Goes by James. Spins it up. It is good. And a foul!
Yeah, easier to score when Anthony Davis's arms are not in the air but holding on to his head because of a potential concussion. Good luck to Anthony Davis. Draymond Green, someone who could have potentially handed out a concussion at the beginning of the season, Draymond was getting busy too. I told you he started everything off with a three. In the fourth quarter, Draymond is knocking down jumpers too. Listen to this.
Curry pump fake. Looney gets it. Handoff back to Curry. Curry trapped in the corner. Has Reeves on his back. Nowhere to go. Shot clock at three. Up top to Clay. Dribble drive by Clay over to Draymond. He'll take a jumper. It's up and good. Draymond knocked it down. He's got 20 points.
And then Steph Curry got going again. 11-point lead. Steph Curry's a bad man.
Curry gets James, his defender. Draymond guarded by Reeves. Now switch guarded by James. So Curry gets Reeves. Left-hand dribble. Lakers zoning up defensively help. Curry just pops a jumper from the left side. A two up and good. Warriors back up by 11.
Yeah, who cares about Steph Curry two-point shots? Steph Curry's all about the three.
Russell gets it to Reeves. Dribble drive. Reeves goes up. Blocked by Klay Thompson. Payton hands the ball to Curry. Curry drifting. It's 5-on-4. I don't know if Curry knows that. He'll find Draymond. Back to Curry. Corner three. Got it! 14-point lead.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. Let's pile on. Let's listen to Andrew Wiggins, too.
Draymond waits for Curry. Curry cut off by James. Kind of rerouted out of bounds. Ball goes inside to Wiggins. Working on Walker. Turns to the jump hook flip. It's up and good and a foul. How big has Andrew Wiggins been tonight?
How big was Andrew Wiggins? He was 25 points big. All right, I'm done being a jerk. Let's just listen to the final call. All of this is from the Warriors Radio Network.
Kuminga will bring it up. That's going to be that. And the Warriors are still alive. The defending champions, down 3-1, come away with a victory. The clock will run out. The Warriors win 121-106. And more questions, more thoughts as we head back to L.A. for Game 6 on Friday night.
Yeah, the big question is, what the hell is going on with Anthony Davis? A matter of fact, Darvin Ham, he just spoke. And this is what he had to say about that man.
Obviously, everyone saw he took a shot to the head, but he, I just checked in on him. He's doing, seems to be doing really good already. So that's just where it's at. That's the status of it right now.
Seems to be ain't nothing, man. Laker fans got to be sweating bullets right now. If Anthony Davis isn't out there for Friday, the Golden State Warriors, they're going to be expected to go down to L.A. and just whoop that ass. And then we got to look at a Game 7. And then we're looking at the Warriors coming back from 3-1. Like, okay, I'll slow down. I will. One step at a time. Let me reel it in. And so let's go ahead and take a look at the Golden State Warriors. Let's go back to Steph Curry, the annihilator. He spoke to TNT after the victory, and he said, it's not just me. It's Draymond and Wiggins and Gary Payton. I know he didn't mention Jordan Poole, but let's hear it anyway.
They were awesome. I mean, all the way up and down the roster, there are contributions. Draymond, when he's aggressive, especially the way that they're defending our perimeter guys, it gives us a whole nother element. Him putting pressure on the rim, and we can pull AD away from the rim and just give him a different look. So we love aggressive Wiggs. He was that all playoff run last year, and he showed signs of it, and tonight was the Wiggs that we want to see every night. So, you know, like we said, we're coming into this game, we just wanted to win one, give ourselves a chance, knowing that we have a big Game 6 down in L.A., and we obviously need that one to stay alive.
I feel like they have an inside bet. If anybody mentions Jordan Poole's name in public, that they have to put money in a kitty or something like that. They hate this guy. I'm exaggerating. They don't like him. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal. He asked Steph Curry about going for it in Game 6. We saw what Steph Curry did. His back up against the wall against the Kings. Game 7, he got it. This is what Shaq had to ask him. Listen to Curry's response.
Game 6, do you talk about winning Game 6 and get back to Game 7, or do you just focus on Game 6?
No, just Game 6 and thinking about what happened in Game 3 and 4 down there. there's a lot of good that we could take away from those games playing on the road. It's just the mentality of, you know, taking hold of momentum and not giving them any life. There was a moment in the second quarter of game three, and then the first 3-4 minutes of game four of the fourth quarter, where we just let go of the rope a little bit and gave them life, and they took advantage of it. So if we can get out to a good start, and then take care of those margin plays, you know, a couple of turnovers, offensive rebounds, whatever it is, I think we'll be in great shape and give ourselves a chance to come out with a win on the road.
Yep, they will be, especially if Anthony Davis ain't playing. You know, I've never seen LeBron James, you know, smoke a cigarette. I've seen him smoke a cigar, victory cigar. I've seen LeBron James drink a glass of wine. I mean, what the hell is this guy doing after tonight? Is LeBron James going to go to sleep? I mean, they're in San Francisco. They got to go back to Los Angeles. And he has to be shaking his damn head. Anthony Davis has actually been putting together a stretch of good games here. At least three straight games, Anthony Davis is like, oh, I'm pretty good. And then at the end of the game, he gets an elbow to the dome, and he has to leave due to a head injury. This is not a knee. This is not Anthony Davis laid out on the ground. This is Anthony Davis in the back being evaluated for a potential concussion. I'll be damned if the Los Angeles Lakers lose on Friday, or even potentially lose this series, because Anthony Davis caught an elbow to the dome. Can't go out that way, right? Can't. The Golden State Warriors win 121 to 106. They stay alive. They have not been eliminated. Golden State will go back to Los Angeles and try to pick up another victory on Friday. And the big question now is Anthony Davis going to be there? And we've heard that a lot, but this is not one of those traditional questions. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Some of these things you can't make up. Maybe he'll be perfectly fine in the morning, but for right now, oh yeah, there's got to be some concern. Not gotta be, got to be. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. We'll hear more from the players. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.